This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
Now, yesterday, Jim, you mentioned that it was going to be one of the most traveled Labor Day weekends ever.
Yeah, in like 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't been busier than this weekend.
I believe it, too. I'm usually the first one here. I get in around 4 o'clock in the morning. So I like to, you know, have coffee, look at the internet, and rifle through people's desks that aren't here.
And who doesn't?
On the way in this morning, I'm leaving my house at like 3:30, and there was already so much traffic. It's like everyone was getting a head start on getting out on the road. It's like it was like it was in the middle of the afternoon kind of traffic.
I believe it. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Go back to bed.
Or get where you need to go.
Yeah. Get out of my way.
It was supposed to be like 90 today, so maybe people are trying to get out early so they can avoid the heat.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah, be careful. There's going to be a lot of extra traffic no matter what you're doing this weekend.
Yep. And if you think, oh, well, I'm not going out of town, it's okay because a lot of people are coming here.
Yeah, right.
Guess what?
They're bringing the traffic to you.
That's right. For your convenience.
Yeah. How easy.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
They tried to throw the book at the man who tried to throw the sandwich at a cop.
That's right, assault with a deli weapon.
Yeah, that's right. The D.C. Kind of military takeover of the police. There was one upset citizen who should not have done it, threw a sandwich out of frustration at one of the officers.
Right.
A sandwich. They tried to get a felony and make it a super serious crime, but a grand jury said, no, it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of sandwich was it? Because that kind of...
Oh, yeah, I know. If it was tuna, that's really...
Yeah, tuna's bad. Or even like a meatball sub, that would suck, too. Yeah.
It was from Subway, so you know it wasn't tuna.
Yeah. And you know the bread was probably
hard. It's whatever
hard.
They call tuna.
Fish substance.
Science has done a deep dive on why... Taylor Swift fans care so much about her engagement.
Oh, okay.
They're calling it parasocial relationships.
Okay.
When you feel a strong connection to someone that doesn't even know you. As they do this with celebrities all the time.
Yeah.
And, of course, with Taylor Swift always, you know, giving out the Easter eggs, they figure, oh, she's talking just to me.
Right?
Yeah.
She's not.
Personal friend, Taylor Swift. That's like, okay.
So,
Swifties, my bestie.
Yeah, Swifties, go ahead. We always say, go out and touch grass.
Or they call her mother. That's what they call her. Mother.
No.
Yes.
Do they?
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Okay. You guys, it's weird.
I want to throw a sandwich at them.
That's really weird.
So Taco Bell is bringing back some Y2K nostalgia. They have unveiled their menu. They're bringing back Cool Ranch Dorito Locos Tacos, caramel apple empanadas, a 7-layer burrito, and much more. All these items are going to be just under
$3. All right.
I like that.
I know, me too.
Keep it cheap.
Yeah.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. We have easy trivia if you're local.
Okay, so if you've lived here a little while, you probably know the answer to this question. Win yourself some Eric Clapton tickets. If you're new to the area, you may not know the answer, but you'll learn something about Nashville's history.
Okay, who we got on the line? Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Anna.
Okay, Anna, all right. We asked the question a moment ago, before it was Nissan Stadium. What was one of the early names for our football stadium?
LP Field.
That's right. Yes,
that was one of the more recent ones.
Yeah,
before Nissan. Do you remember any of the others?
I don't. I know I was here, but I cannot remember them. I remember LP because my son's name Logan Paul.
Oh, okay.
And I always called him LP.
Logan Paul, the wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But when they first opened it, it was called Adelphia Coliseum. And I think it confused too many people with Philadelphia.
Yep.
But awesome. We got some Eric Clapton concert tickets for you, all right?
Cool.
All right, Anna, just for fun, we're going to give you some other trivia that maybe only a local would know. You already won the tickets. This is just for fun.
Yeah.
So, Anna, this city had its own cable network that used to show music videos and live line dancing at the Wild Horse. It was called TNN. Do you know what TNN stands for?
The Nashville Network.
It was the Nashville Network. Wow.
Oh, Anna's on
Old
fire.
Old school. You got it.
All right. And then this is the last one. What was at Starwood?
Starwood was an amphitheater.
It was
an amphitheater. Good job.
Yeah, yep. They closed it down. They were supposed to put in like a community of homes there, but they figured that the grass would not grow because so many people peed on the lawn at Starwood. The grass would not grow. We missed Starwood. That was a lot of fun.
It sure was. Anna, you know your stuff.
You do.
We've got the Clapton tickets for you. And next week, we're going to give others the chance to win tickets to great concerts like Eric Clapton. We have Bryan Adams. All for just being a local.
That's right. Easy trivia for people who live here.
Who moved here.
Yeah.
Or grew up here
before
it was the hip thing to do.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold, Anna. We appreciate it.
So I was talking with some friends, and I discovered something that may be universal
for
everybody that lives with somebody else.
Okay.
Do you have something that has been left out by somebody else, and you leave it out almost as a test to see how long will it stay there in this weird place before somebody does something about it?
Yes.
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 For me, it's a Rubbermaid tote
that
I still don't know why it's out. I'm going to say beginning of June.
Okay.
We had some, we had our family over for dinner. And so it was a little bit of a bigger gathering for us. And we're sitting at the kitchen table. And next to me is an open Rubbermaid tote container. No lid. With nothing in it.
Oh, okay.
And I just said to my wife, Jen, I said, is there a reason we have a empty Rubbermaid tote sitting on the floor next to the kitchen table? And she's like, oh, well, I was doing such and such, and blah, 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 blah. I'll take care of it. Okay. It's still there.
How long ago was that?
June.
Okay, so June, so now. Okay,
so we're hitting fall pretty much.
Right.
Now I'm going to say, okay, how long can it go?
Yeah.
How long will it be there? Will it be there for Christmas?
Mm.
Possibly.
See, you're more patient than me. I see your June and I raise you like February, maybe even like December.
All right.
It's kind of like Landon will handle garage and attic things to put away.
Yeah.
So we have some like kitchen kitchen appliances that will go out in the garage, and then like holiday stuff that will go in the attic.
Okay, right.
And they have been on our dining room table for months. Months. And finally, I started putting them away because I got to that point where I was like, come on. I've reminded you so many times.
The other person didn't see it, but you saw it every day.
Yes, yeah. It was selective seeing, clearly. Yeah. And so then he, was, oh, I'll put away. But now it's the stupid, what are they called? The horse things or whatever that you put like wood on to cut wood.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Sawhorse.
The sawhorses. Yeah, thank you. So those are in our garage now because we've been doing woodwork for the nursery. And I park my car in the garage. And so these sawhorses have taken my car spot. And I finally told Landon, I really love parking my car in the garage.
Could you go
Can
back
you please
to that?
Move these? And he said, I'm done. I don't think I need to use them anymore. Then move them. Why are they still there? I don't know where they go. It's getting cold in the morning.
I think it's like object amnesia.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
All of a sudden, you're it's a thing it's there. That's weird. Why is it there? And then after a day or two, your brain just turns off able to see it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a dining room that has tons of empty Amazon boxes. Yeah. It's called Mount Amazon.
Feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
Ron Ross is a professional truck driver, and he was at a stop near Jackson, Tennessee recently, and he saw this woman barefoot running from a man into the woods.
Really?
Yes. And he was like, something seems off here.
Yeah.
So he went ahead and he called the authorities, and turns out she actually was abducted by that man chasing her.
Oh, wow.
She had been abducted from California. And so he saved her life. He even got it on camera, so that was able to be used in court to charge the guy.
So they got him, huh? Okay, good.
They got him. Way to go, Ron Ross, for
stepping up.
Yeah,
in a situation. Truck driver.
Yeah,
good job.
Where you could have kind of been like, no. Mm. He did the right thing. So, yeah.
Good job.
This Mood Boo is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
My girlfriend Melissa and I went to dinner last night. She wanted to buy an adult beverage, so she had to show her driver's license, and she couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
It's one of those things where she has it clipped to her phone in one of those little pocket things
right.
on the side with a magnet that she puts credit cards and also her driver's license in it.
Yeah.
And couldn't find it.
A really tense situation when you're going, where is it? Where is it?
Yeah. So now we have a scavenger hunt on our hands. If we had to go back and say, okay, where have we been in the last week that it might have fallen out of my phone? I went like, well, we were at church. We were at Chewy's. We were at Toots. We went to Premier Six Theater. You went to Kroger. Went to... and so now she's
work.
Calling everything. Yeah, I said, look on the floor at work. Where she works at elementary school.
So yeah.
Like, look, you know, and maybe lost and found somebody. Turn it in. And so, you know, it's been a huge scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
We had to tear the house apart and doing all that stuff last night. And then finally just said, all right, well, I'll just go online and get a duplicate. And apparently it's pretty easy to do.
Well, that's and once you go through that process and you pay for the duplicate and you get that thing all done, that's when you're going to find
yeah,
your
that's,
license.
That's, yeah, that always is what
and
happens.
You have two.
Yep.
That's what we say. Where is it always in the last place I look? Well, because after you found it, you stopped looking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guarantee that she's going to find it as soon as the duplicate is here. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is Gender Wars time, brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor-outdoor remodeling. They built my new fence, and it's so nice. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. All right, we have John for the guys in Franklin. We have Susan for the ladies in Murfreesboro. Good morning, you guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. Best of luck to both of you.
Let's do a get acquainted question. Starting with you, John. Tell us something that made you smile recently.
I met a woman.
Ooh.
Good for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Sounds like you're just gonna, we're going to keep it at that. I respect
yeah, she's
it.
She's great.
All awesome. Right, good deal.
Sweet. Susan, tell us something that made you smile recently.
My cat.
Aww, sweet.
Pets make everything better.
Yeah, what's your cat's name?
Well, it was particularly two of them, Brian and Rizzie.
Oh, okay.
They awesome. were grooming each other. And
Aww.
So cute.
Maybe that's what John was doing with that lady.
All right. All right, let's get to the questions.
Multiple choice is how we start. Susan, is the NFL's Jerry Jones the famous owner of the Dolphins, the Raiders, or the Cowboys?
The Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Correct.
Okay, John, is Q-Tex a famous brand of nail polish remover, pantyhose, or moisturizer?
Nail polish remover.
It is.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. Right.
You guys are 1-1.
Susan, WD-40 is a brand of what?
It degunks things. It helps open
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take that. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lubricant. Okay. Yeah. We'll take that.
That's exactly how I would have described it as well. Like it greases things up.
Yeah.
It does everything.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give you a point for that. It's now 2-1. John, you can tie it up.
On Friends, what was the name of Ross's pet monkey?
Ooh, Screw.
Okay.
Using the screw.
Throwing it your way, Susan.
Marcel?
Yes.
Marcel the monkey.
Right.
And using the screw worked to Susan's advantage.
That's
she
right.
takes the game.
Woo!
Well done.
Good job, Susan.
Your monkey trivia led you to a win.
For you, we got tickets to go to Holiday World. We're going to give you a certificate of bragification. And, John, you have won the love of a lady.
There you go. So you win in life.
Exactly.
And we hope you'll play again real soon.
Gender Wars, a regular occurrence every day at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. They've figured out what the most popular dog breeds are in Nashville.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, all right, yeah.
And apparently, we love our golden retrievers.
That makes sense. The dog that always looked like it's smiling.
Yep.
Yep. Labrador retriever.
Yeah. Okay,
very similar. And the golden doodle. Which I know a lot of people do that because aren't they hypoallergenic?
I think so, yeah. They don't if you're allergic to dogs or whatever,
So I was looking at the list, but it said last year the top three, two of the three were the same, golden retriever and the golden doodle. But another dog was in the top three, and I've never even heard of this dog. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Legato Romagnolo.
Sounds like a greeting in Hawaii.
yeah. for like a really great pasta sauce or something.
What? You know? I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either. And had to do a little, like, how could it be one of the top three dogs?
Yeah. And we've never heard of it.
Right. And apparently it's a very frou-frou dog.
Okay. Oh, that's why we've never heard of it.
Yes.
Oh.
So puppies go from anywhere from around $2,000 to $5,000.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's all the you know, diamond-wearing people of Green Hills and
it's
Franklin.
It's a little it's the upscale dog.
Yeah.
I don't know how there's that many of them. And I saw a picture of it. It kind of looks like a doodle, but it's not.
Okay.
A poodle of some sort. But it's a it can sniff out truffles, like the
you mean like a pig in Italy.
Yeah, and I guess you can use it for hunting too.
Really?
I'm like, where are they?
Yeah.
I mean, we see dogs all the time. Now, granted, we see them usually from shelters.
Right. They're looking for a forever home from the National Humane Association.
Right. And they're not exactly going to have the designer dogs.
Right.
In the shelter, but. But I've watched the dog stuff on Thanksgiving every year, the dog shows.
Yeah.
Never heard of that dog breed.
No, I've never heard of those three words.
What's actually two?
Oh.
But it sounds like three.
Yeah.
Legato Romagnolo.
Sounds like one of the side characters on Lilo and Stitch.
Sounds like cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
Say this in your Lilo and Stitch impression, Gina. Here,
No.
Okay, here we go. No. Here we go. All right.
That sounds exactly right.
Legato Romagnolo.
Oh, my God. That's so good. People have been warning us, of course, it's going to be a huge traffic weekend for the Labor Day weekend. But our friends at Fox 17 have been nice enough to post what roads to avoid.
Yeah, they said steer clear traffic, I-24, I-40, I-65, I-440, West End, Charlotte Ave, Lebanon, Dickerson Pike.
Pretty much every busy road.
Yeah. Right.
They also confirmed the worst times would be 3 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
And the best would be 7 to 11 a.m. or after 7 p.m.
So these are roads to avoid, not just for the Labor Day weekend, but always.
That's pretty much the traffic report every day.
Yes.
Pretty much.
What's changed?
You know. we get up so early in the morning. There was people on the road at like 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's a lot of people traveling for the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was apparently, I don't know, is it news to them? it's going to be busy this weekend on all the roads that have lots of cars.
Yeah.
Always.
The ones that are always busy.
It's got to be a slow news morning if this is what they're putting out, you know?
There's not much going on.
No.
This may be reaching a little bit.
This just in, ice cream is best if it's served cold.
And water is wet.
Here are three things you want to know.
New movies this weekend. Peter Dinklage, you remember from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He stars as a janitor who's transformed into a mutant vigilante after being shot and dumped into a pool of toxic waste in The Toxic Avenger, which I'm sure will be on a streaming service by the end of the weekend.
You mean headed right to the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. The Roses, it's a remake of a movie I hated from back in the 80s.
The Wild Roses, yeah.
Yeah. Caught Stealing with Austin Butler, you remember as Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, it looks like it might be pretty good.
It looks promising. I'm going to go see that this week.
And it's also the 50th anniversary re-release of Jaws.
Ooh.
If you'd like to see it on the big screen, a lot of theaters are going to be showing it. So that'd be kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's been an exemption for all the tariffs that have been enacted, and that was anything that's under $800, which includes like stuff you'd buy from Shein or Temu or TikTok. Those items are now subject to tariffs, and they say it could slow things down because now carriers have to inspect where everything comes from and its country of origin. And they say, you know, it's going to either be paid for, like the people who sell you this stuff are going to absorb the cost, pass it along to you, or give a special tariff charge to whatever you buy.
Okay.
Wow.
Man. Well, there's a big win for Tennessee parents and students because remember that silly rule where kids would end up in juvenile court after 8 absences, even with a doctor's note?
Yeah. Oh, that was in like Lawrence County.
Pretty strict.
Like, yeah.
So
crazy
dumb.
Strict.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, parents got 3,000 signatures, and so the school district is backpedaling. So doctor's notes are back in play.
Okay.
But Fortnite is not. So,
but they caved like Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Do you guys remember though? Like nothing. Like I hated staying home from school because my mom. You know, we there wasn't even good TV on during the day or anything like that. And
miss
now,
my friends. It's like, oh yeah, I didn't have to do that schoolwork today, yeah. But now I have to do twice as much.
Yeah, and watch reruns of Judge Judy. Not fun.
No.
Hey, we still got the James Taylor tickets. If you like us on Facebook or Instagram.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We got a long holiday weekend. What are we doing?
Woo.
Gina?
I am going to tackle the guest room that has become the catch-all
in our house. Dump stuff.
Yes. We have some friends coming into town at the end of September, so I'm trying to get an early start on it.
Good
so
luck.
So that's probably what I'll be doing like all Monday. We'll see.
Very cool.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Melissa's daughter, Allison, it's her birthday today, so we're going to go down there and visit in Mount Pleasant. And then tomorrow, we're going to be taking my son and my grandson to the MTSU Blue Raider game.
Yeah.
All right.
The whiteout game, as they have a salute to Ed the Murfreesboro Zebra.
Woo!
He's on the t-shirt.
Yeah, it should be fun.
That's awesome.
I have some friends who rented out some ice ring time at Ford Ice in Bellevue. So,
ooh, nice.
Going to do that over the weekend, just to get a little exercise in and build the skills. And then, like, the weekend is wide open. My wife's going out of town with my son on, like, a little long weekend. So, I think I'm going to be hitting up the movie theater and just going to see all the movies without guilt.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And don't forget, everybody, to buy your Powerball tickets for tomorrow night. Because we need money. Because we're poor. Because we work for Cromwell Media. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Catch you back here Tuesday.